Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom. So the last detail we just mentioned was that we know that Bal Ta'acher, the Isser of delaying bringing one's karban, that there are two deadlines. There's a deadline of three regalim, and there's a deadline of a year. So the Gemara just try to figure out how is that possible. I understand how you could have three regalim without a year, but how is it that you could have a case of a year without three regalim? So the maskana was shvuas, because shvuas doesn't have a date on the calendar. So depending on the days of old, shvuas could be one of a couple of days. It could be the 5th, the 6th, the 7th of Sivan. So the Gemara said, if you have a case where an animal that, not an animal, a person was noder, or let's say the case was born, the animal was born on the 6th of Sivan, and shvuas the following year was on the 7th of Sivan, so you could have a year from the date of Leidas HaBehema, and you wouldn't get to the three regalim yet. So that was the Makar. Interesting, as has been pointed out, the Klei Yakar points out in Pashas Emor that Shavuos does not have a date. It just says 50 days after Pesach, and also it does not say anywhere in the Torah that Shavuos is a day, or the 50 days after is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. All it says in the Torah is that you have a holiday. You have a holiday, if 50 days after, right? It's Mikra Kodesh, because the Klei Yakar says the Klei Yakar links this with Rosh Hashanah. Also, Rosh Hashanah does not say anywhere in the Torah that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin. It just says Yom Trua, Zichron Trua, Pasukin Pinchas. So why doesn't it say that? So he says, really, every day is Kabbalah Satorah, and really, every day is Yom Hadin. And yes, it is true that there is a way that Kabbalah Satorah is reserved for one day, and Yom HaDin is reserved for one day, as we'll see. We're learning Rosh Hashanah, so we'll talk about Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. But in a deeper sense, really every day we're supposed to have Kabbalah Satorah, like Rashi says on Shema. Rashi says, Hayom Alav Avecha, B'chol Yom Yiyu Banecha Kachadoshim. Every day it should be new and exciting. So every day is really a Kabbalah Satorah, and also every day is a day of Yom HaDin in a certain sense. That's why it doesn't say, but also it's not specifically, the day is not specific as we saw in the days of old. That also reflects this idea that it moves and it should move every single day. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara by the two dots on Dalet Amud Beis. Ribun Barchia Boy Kumi Reb Zeira. Ksiv, and this is going to have to do with us, Baruch Hashem, soon. Lo Yevaker Beitov L'ra. This is talking about Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema, don't choose between good and bad. Meaning, if you have 5,000 sheep, and you're putting them one by one in the hole in the fence, to be able to count every tenth, and mark it, then that will be Meiser Behema, and that'll be a karban that you bring to Yerushalayim. Don't choose, even for the best reasons. What number 10, what if the number 10 that walked in is this Nebuch animal with two broken legs and it's fallen apart? Doesn't matter. That's the halacha. You just count them out. That's got to be one of them going through. You don't have to specifically make sure that there's a nice, robust, healthy animal that goes through at number 10. The pasuk says lo yivaker beitov l'ra. Says the Gemara, avar ubiker maoshi avar. What if you did? What avar ubiker? If you chose the best animal, did you get an avera? It says lo yivaker, meaning does lo yivaker mean don't, or you don't have to, right? That's the question. Is it that, no, don't worry about it. You don't have to have the best one. If you do, okay, wonderful, great. We're fine with that. Or does it say, no. You know, it has to be, you know, just whatever comes out. And you're not allowed to try to have any hand in deciding which is going to come out. So, Moshe Yavar, sometimes we have in the Torah where we have the word lo or al, and the question is, does it mean don't? Does it mean can't? Does it mean you don't have to? Right? The pasuk says that you lo yivaker by the b'chor. Lo yivaker bein, here it says lo yivaker, but also by b'chor in kiseitze. Pasuk says also you shouldn't choose another son that's not a b'chor or even out. So b'chogus Rambam Ramban, is that a lo sase? Or that's just a reality. It's just reality. You can't. You can't. Not that don't. Or sometimes the Torah says, don't marry, right? Don't marry, a man cannot marry his sister. And the Torah also says a kohen can't marry a grusha. But those two don'ts are very different. Can't marry your sister means can't, impossible. Don't marry a grusha, it means shouldn't. It's possible that tefisas kedushin, a kohen marries a grusha. So sometimes you don't know what the word lo or al. So here, that's the question here. When the Torah says lo yivaker, a little different what the question is, but lo yivaker, does that mean you don't have to? You don't have to choose the best one, or you shouldn't choose the best one. So amar le, so answers Rabbi Zeira, kol davar shabala hatir eina over. Anytime where the Torah is coming to give you an allowance, you're allowed to do this, so then you're not going to violate. Not going to violate. So ma bala hatir, what is the Torah saying here by lo yavakir? The Torah is saying, kani tira Torah lahakdish bali mumen. The Torah is allowing you, usually there's an issur daraisa, to be makdish an animal, balmum, to the mizbeach. That's a losa say, right? If you look in Parshas Emor, the chinuch counts, there are numerous averis in the 365 that have to do with a balmum, right? So from mitzvah resh pehe, you're not allowed to be makdish a balmum to the mizbeach. There's a mitzvah saseh to give a tam. You're not allowed to be zorek the dam of a balmum. You're not allowed to make a balmum in a karban. You're not allowed to shecht a balmum. You're not allowed to be makter de murin of a balmum. These are all separate averis of balmum. But the first one, you're not allowed to be makter of a balmum from goyim. Separate lo saseh. Why do you need a separate lo saseh? But that's all in a row here in Emor. Emor has 63 mitzvahs. That's a lot of mitzvahs in one parsha. But if you look in Reish Pei Hei, Reish Pei Hei in the Chinuch is the Isser to Araisa of being makdish a balmum, even if you don't makriv it. Just I have a balmum in my backyard and I makdish it. Right? Shalom nakdish balimumim lahagriv on the mizbeach. V'yavol b'shlo hegrivam behektash lovad yish Isser lav. That's what it says. Kol asher mum lo yasakrivu mishum bal takdish. That is the Isser Daraisa. There's a big discussion. What about Bizman Hazeh? Could you violate this Isser of being Makdash Balmum Bizman Hazeh? So if you look in the Chinuch says, V'noheges, B'chol Makom U'v'chol Zman. B'zacharim U'v'nekeves, V'chol Over V'hikdash Balmum, Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Over Alav Zeh. You get an Avera today, being Makdash Balmum. B'munanirish lo yehei, B'zeh Malkos L'v'shem B'maisa. You don't get Malkos because it's Lav Shem B'maisa. And then he says, Aval Reisi L'harambam. The Chinuch says, the Chinuch always follows the Rambam in terms of the count. What's a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. But sometimes details, he might argue on the Rambam. So here, he quotes that. He saw that the Rambam holds that if you're makdish a balmum, you get malchus. You get malchus. The Chinuch just said it's a lav shei mamaisa, it's just words. Right? You get malchus, the Rambam says. V'ulai ya'aseihu kemeimir sheyesh ba malchus lav shei mamaisa. Maybe the Rambam thinks this is one of the exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says that there are a few exceptions to the rule of lav she'en b'maisa ein lokin, like temura. If I'm maimer, if I substitute an animal, the Gemara says you're going to get malchus because those are words that affect an action, that affect a chalos, right? So here you affect the status of an animal. Shezev is a hektish, you see here too. Maybe that's where the Rama gets it from. Ve'elav nishma v'torah nevakesh mipiyu ki malach Hashem tzavakos hu. That's what the Chinuch ends off. Unbelievable. To him we'll listen and we'll seek out Torah from him. Ki malach Hashem tzavakosu, right, quoting the pasuk from Malachi. But that is a big discussion about Bizman Hazeh. But back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, this pasuk of Lo Yivaker is teaching me that there's no Isser D'Oraisa of being Makdish of Balmum that happens to walk out number 10. Right? So the Yesod that Rabbi Zeira says is, whenever the Torah is coming to be Matir and Isser, you can't say that if you do that, you're gonna violate. So, if you happen to be Mavakir here, you didn't do anything wrong. Cause the Torah just says that you're allowed to. You're allowed to be Makir Balmum. If you don't want to be and you switch this, that's okay. Where do we have a similar idea? The following. Taman Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Negoyim. We know after somebody is a Mitzora, at the end of his tzara'as count of days of tahara, he has to shave his head twice, there's two different tiglachos, and then he has to bring karbanos on day 8. On day 8, after he goes to the mikvah on day 7, and he waits till the morning of day 8, right, he's one of the mechusrei kapara. Remember the mechusrei kapara, zav yoledes mitzora. Four people who are not only tamei, but they have to bring a karban after to finish the process. Anida is not one of the mechusrei kapara. Anida is tamei. A tamei meis is tamei. Right, you have many people who are tamei, but only four people who, for in the category that are mechusrei kapara, that not only are their tamei, they bring a carbon. So mitzora is one of them. So taman taninan biyom hashmini, on the eighth day of their tara process, maybe shalosh behemus, you have to bring three animals, chatas, asham, ola. Three animals. The asham has to be first, based on psukim. The asham is first, but the, one more line, vahadala, it may be chatas ha'of, ola's of. A poor mitzora gets to substitute, instead of behemoth, he gets to bring birds for the chatas and the of. But ask the Gemara now, but 1 minute. You have to bring the asham first, but it sounds like, from the Mishnah, that you have to be makdish all three animals first. You have to be makdish all three animals first, and then bring the asham first, as a karban. So ask the Gemara, 1 second. If you're supposed to be makdish the chatas first, isn't that not allowed? Because if you have to bring the chatas after the asham, so when you're makdish the chatas, it's what's called mechusar zman. It's too early. You can't bring this as a karban. Because you can't bring it as a karban until after you bring the asham. Maybe you should have to be makriv the asham and then be makdish the chatas. And yet it doesn't say that. The impression that you get is that you have to be makdish all three of them, even though it's a, what we would call a mechusar zman. It's too early to bring the karban. And a mechusar zman is kind of like a balmum. Because you can't be makdash it. Vein chatas of mechusar zman eitz al asham. Isn't the chatas called a mechusar zman? Meaning you can't be makdash something at a time that you can't be makriv it. So here, shouldn't you have to wait? So how could it be that you're makdash all of them? So again, the Gemara says it must be, this is the din d'oraisa. Amar Rebbe Elazar, kani ti retor lahakdash mechusar zman. Right here, if the Torah demands that you're makdash all three of them before you give the asham as the karban, it must be the Torah specifically allows it. This is the din. This is the exception to the rule. This is the din d'oraisa. So as we see, this is an example by Meiser about lo yavaker, and this is an example here by bringing the by bimakdish it first. Continue. Rabbi ba bar mamal ba kumi Rabbi imi. Right. Rabbi bar mamal says in front of Rabbi imi ksiv bashmini yavi. Right. It says on the eighth yavi. Meaning on the eighth is the day that you have to bring the carbon mitzora, right, on the after you go through the whole process. Bishmini Yavi. You bring it on the eighth. Avrav Elohevi Maushe Ya'avar, right? Is if I didn't bring the karbanos on the eighth, I brought it on the tenth, I brought it on the twelfth. Do I violate? Right, if it says on the 8th, again, is that saying you're allowed to bring it on the 8th or you must bring it on the 8th? Right, similar type of idea. So, Amarle, again, called Davar Shebo Lahatir, Eino Over. Right, so here too, you're allowed. You're allowed to bring it today. You can't bring it earlier. You're allowed to bring it today. So, Ma Bo Lahatir, similar, what is it going to be, Matir? Kihi Da'amar Ebelazar, Kani Tira Torah Lahakdish Mechusrei Zman. Right, so that's the allowance. Therefore, you're not going to violate. So that's one day. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Kol Shiva ain't no. Rabbi Yossi Barbun argues. He says Kol Shiva ain't Omer Lo Ave. No, up until now, the first 7 days, we don't say that you have to bring the carbon, right? Bikan ve'elach Omer Lo Ave. But today we say you do have to bring the carbon. Meaning day 8, you have to bring the carbon. If you don't bring the carbon today, you're going to violate Bal Ta'acher. Right, so it's machlokes. Whether it has to be done on day 8 or not. You see this explanation where you have this in the Karban Eda on the fourth wide line called Shiva. Krada biyoma shmini yikach balalame to call Shiva ain omer mosh yavi karbanosa. The first 7 days you don't say to bring his karbanosa. Biyoma shmini veela kofanosa lahakriv. On the seventh day you say you have to, he has to bring it. And therefore for him, if you don't bring it, he would violate not bringing it on the eighth day. Period. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yossi Barbun. But the following brisa is against Rabbi Yossi Barbun, who says that you have to bring it on that first day that you're allowed to. The brisa says, kulhom miskavnim, all of them. Anyone who's chayav a karban, miskavnim, can have the kavana umuvian karbana sein beregel. And you could bring your kavana sein beregel. Whenever you owe a karban, you can wait till yontif to bring it. The halacha doesn't demand that you come special to Yerushalayim to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So this brisa says you to say, any carbon that you're chayiv. Sounds like even if you're a mitzora. Even if you're whatever you are. So this brisa seems to be against Rabbi Yossi Barbun, who says you have to bring it on that first day. Again, there's a concept of zrizus, but there's a balance of zrizus versus tircha yaseira. Let's say you want to bring it on the first day, but, you know, it might be a tircha, so therefore you might not have to. Okay, so says the Gemara. Okay, the Brisa says that whenever you have a karban, you could just, you know, bring it whenever, bring it the next holiday. You don't have to make a special trip, really. Nicha Nazir. I understand Nazir, you know, could delay because there's no downside. Dercha Nazir, what is the Nazir going to lose? Mitzora lo mechusar kipurim hu. But is a mitzora a mechusar kipurim? What do you mean? Like we just said, a mitzora, we know there's the first Mishnah in Shas talks about it. If a person is a tzvul yom, he goes to the mikvah, right away he can eat maaser sheni. That night he can eat truma, right? That's the first Mishnah in Shas. But he has to wait till the next morning to bring his karban, and that's why he's mechusar kipurim to eat kachim. So says the Gemara, 1 second, you're telling me that a mitzora could wait till yontif to bring his karbanis. To bring his eighth day karbanas. So mitzora lo mechusar kipurim hu v'hataninan hahalal v'asim chashmona. But it's didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Sukkah hahalal v'asim chashmona that the remember the Mishnah is towards the end of Sukkah, so we have the different mitzvahs hayom relating to Sukkah and lulav and arava and all the mitzvahs hayom and how many days of yontif those could be fulfilled. So it says Simchas Yantif is Shmona. All 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, all 8 days, one could fulfill the mitzvah. And that's a Lechora. Part of the Simcha is Ein Simcha El Babasar, Basar Shlamim. But 1 second. If we're saying, what did we just say? A Mitzora could wait till Yantif to bring his Karban. So he's going to wait till Yantif. But you can't bring your Karbanis Nedava on Yantif. So he's not going to bring it on the first day Yantif. He's going to have to bring it on the second day Yantif on Chol HaMoed. But if he brings it on Chol HaMoed, so then the first day he wasn't able to eat the carbon, enjoy the carbon shlamims because he didn't bring his carbon mitzvah yet. So if we're saying that a mitzvah could wait, then he's not going to be able to have his carbon shlamim on the first day. It's going to be a violation of the Mishnah in Sukkah of Asim Chashmona. Right? If you look in the carbon Eda, what we just said, he just describes it. If the mitzora doesn't bring his karbanos before yantif, then he's not going to be able to eat kachim and the regular shlamims every day. Why? He can't bring his personal karbanos on the first day. Personal karbanos are not doche yantif. And therefore, he won't be able to bring it the first day. He won't be able to be able to enjoy karbanos the first day. But the Mishnah in Sukkah says that simcha is shmona. So how could the Brisa says you could delay all karbanos. How is that possible to delay a mitzora? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Take that one out. Patar la b'nazir. Doesn't apply to mitzora. Nazir and any other karban that there wouldn't be any downside. Right? There's not a mechusri kapara. So that would be able to be brought on the delayed and brought on Yantif. Period. Says the Gemara, Zacharia Chaste Jerbile Viboy. Reisha Atun Patun Benazir Vesefa Bimitsora. Understand, the first part of the Brisa you're saying is about Nazir and the second part is about Mitsora. We don't know, by the Mefarshim point out, we don't know what Brisa the Gemara is talking about here. We have the half of the Brisa that's mentioned here, but we don't know where the other half of the Brisa is. But the other half of the Brisa must have been clearly talking about Mitsora. So the Gemara says it can't be that the first half of the Brisa is about Nazir. And the second half is about mitzoras. The Gemara says, Amr of Chananya, Breder of Hillel. 1 second. You're asking me a kasha about how this fits into that Mishnah in Sukkah. Simcha Shmona. Lokfar itasvis taman. Didn't we already ask a question elsewhere about this? And we already gave another answer. There was a different question that's mentioned. If you remember that if the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, you also don't have Shalmei Simcha Shmona. So we already asked that, Kasha, and we answered, the Amr of Yosef, Kaima Reb Avudma, Nechusa, Bekonim B'Seir. No, there is a way, you're right, the Karmish Shlamim, if Shabbos is the first day of Sukkot, you can't enjoy your Shlamim on the first day, you're not bringing it on the first day. But the Kohen, the Kohanim, are going to enjoy the Karmish Chatas. Chatas, one of the Karbanos of Musaf, is a Chatas that is brought, and a Kohanim we know eat part of the Chatas. So that's what it's referring to. You're right. All of Klal Yisrael won't be enjoying their shlamim every day of Sukkot, but the Kohanim will be enjoying the Chatas, so somebody is enjoying. So afacha ba Kohanim b'sar. So here too, we could say that as well. Right? Sometimes when the Torah refers to a Chazal referred to a mitzius doesn't mean everybody. Right? It reminds me of that Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says in on Yisro and Mishpatim, right, the two different psukim. One pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, Bnei Yisrael say at Maimon Har Sinai Yachdav Naaseh. And in Mishpatim, you have the pasuk without Yachdav, and that's where you have Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma is only in Mishpatim, it's not in Yisro. So it says the Meshech Chachma, it's describing the same event. So why does one pasuk say Yachdav with Naaseh, and the other pasuk doesn't have a Yachdav, and it has Naaseh V'Nishma? So the Meshech Chachma says that there are really, if you think about it, it's impossible for any one Jew to do all the mitzvahs. It's impossible. I'm not a melech, I'm not a kohen, there's some on Bezdin. How can any one Jew do all the mitzvahs? It's impossible. So there's two ways, says the Meshech Chachma. If we do the mitzvahs that we can do, and if we learn about the mitzvahs that we can't do, so then it's as if we're yotzei partially all of the mitzvahs. That's one. Or if I do what I'm supposed to do, and you do what you're supposed to do, and he does what he's supposed to do, and everybody does what they're supposed to do, so then everybody collectively are fulfilling Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's the two mitzvahs, those are the two psukim. The pasuk in Yisro that says, Yachdav together, everybody together, Naaseh Mamish. Naaseh, everybody doing it and fulfilling it in practicality. But the other pasuk, without the Yachdav, Naaseh V'Nishma, Nishma is the learning. So again, here too, right, the Kohanim, who is fulfilling the Simcha Shmona? The Kohanim, right, they're doing their job. I'm doing my job. I'm not eating the Shlomim today. And everybody together could be fulfilling that idea. Okay, we continue. Says Reb Chagai, third line, Reb Chagai, Boy Kumi Reb Yosa. Once we're talking about delaying, what is this all doing here? Because we're still talking about Baal Ta'acher, right? That's the second Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim V'Liragalim. Remember, Gala means if I delay three holidays, so then I get the Isra Baal Ta'acher. That's what we're talking about Ta'acher. Says the Gemara, Ksivu V'yom Hashmini Yimol, Avar V'lomol. Do I violate Baal Ta'acher if I don't give a Bris Milah to my son on day 8? Right? I'm violating Bris Milah. I'm not doing Bris Milah. That's a Bitul Aseh. But do I get Baal Ta'acher? So says the Gemara, we'll get back to that. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yosef answers, by the Baal Ta'acher, it says the Lashon of L'Shalmo. What does that mean? Machlokas in the Mefarshim. Right? So some say, what does Tashlumin mean? Value, payment. Baal Ta'acher is only by something of value. You didn't pay your staka. You didn't pay your karban. Bris Milah is just a mitzvah saseh, not related to a Baal Ta'acher. One pshat. Another pshat is, it only applies where I have a chiyuv to be mashlim, a chiyuv of mine that I created. If I create a chiyuv, I create a neder, I create a hektish, bris milah is from Hashem. Nothing to do with me. Therefore, it's not shayach to call that to be mashlim. It's not chovas peh, right? It's a chova of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Mashen kein milah, shalon is chayev bo al yedei piv, veino tashlum el chiyuv. It's not a tashlum, right? It's a chiyuv, so therefore, it wouldn't, apply. There is a machlokas, again, we don't have time to go through the svara behind it, but machlokas Ramam Ravid, at the beginning of Hilchas Mila, where, have to know, figure out the lumdus behind this, machlokas. The Rambam says, every day, if somebody doesn't do Bris Mila on their son, v'chol yom v'yom sheyaver alav mi sheyagdil v'lo yom al atzmo, harei hu mevatel mitzvah saseh. Aval eino chayev kareis et sheyomus hu olor b'mezid. There's a bitul aseh every day after when he's 13 and he can do it himself, but there's no kares until after he dies without mila. And the Ravid says, no. The Ravid says, ein bazet tavlin. This is not spiced well, this Rambam. Ein bazet tavlin. V'chi mishum asra safek potrin osom en hashamayim v'chol yom omid b'isr kares. There's an isr kares every day. So what does that mean? Isr kares every day. And then when he dies, how many isr kareses can there be? This is machlokas Rambam Ravid. And there's a lot of lumdus here about the Rambam saying it's only after one dies, and the Ravid says every day. Okay, but this has to do with, here, this is about Baal Ta'acher at least. Maybe we'll talk about that at this time. Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo. So now, once we're talking about Baal Ta'acher, we have a couple of other details about Baal Ta'acher. Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, do not delay. V'lo es Chalifav. It doesn't apply to the substitute. What does that mean? The Gemara will describe. Kada detani, v'al pesach ha'amoy lo heviyo. Just like you didn't bring the karban to the Beis HaMikdash, right? Velo es Khalifa, it does not apply to Khalifa. What does that mean? So Gemara has two suggestions. Amar Rav Yonah, Pirsha Levi, Ben Sisi, Kumi Rebbe, first pshat. What does it mean, Khalifav? Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply to the substitutes, but Omer, Harei Alai Ola, somebody has a carbon, they say, I promise to bring this as a carbon Ola. He designated an animal, and then it got lost. The animal got lost. Va'avru Aleha, changed his girsa, Shnei Regalim. Right? He lost the animal, two Regalim passed. Vehevi Acheres, and then he brings a second, the substitute animal, because he lost the first one, he brings a substitute animal after the second holiday, Vikriva Miyad, right? And then he finds the original one before the third holiday. So is there still Baal Ta'acher, like, for that? You didn't have this one, the first two. So Yisi Omer Yipata Ben Arishona. I might have thought there's no Baal Ta'acher by this one. You already brought a substitute. That basically covered you. The first one was covered. So the Gemara said, no. Lefum Kain Sorach Lameimar Lo Sa'acher Lo Shalmo V'lo Khalifa. What does that mean? The Pnei Moshe describes the substitute one doesn't pater you from the Baal Ta'acher. Right? That one also must be brought before the third holiday. That's the pshat of Khalifa, according to the Mefarshim, according to this. Says the Gemara, I don't think that's correct. Amar Reb Yosa, says the Gemara, in Ba'om Harei Alai, Miyad Hu Over. Says the Reb Yosa, of course, you say Harei Alai, you say this is, right when the three regalim pass, why would you think that the substitute changes anything? Okay, you brought that as a carbon because you didn't have the first one. But the first one, you were Makdish last year before the, of course, the third holiday comes. No, that's going to be, you're going to violate. You don't need the pasuk to teach me this. No, this is what Khalifa means, says the Gemara. Ela kenan an kaimen. Ba'omer, and there's a lot of beautiful lumdis here. Ba'omer harei ze ola, vavra lashnei regalim. This is an ola. And then two regalim passed. And then the first one becomes a balmum, let's say. Or your meimir, and you get another animal instead, a substitute. Vevi acheres tachteha, velo hikriva miyad. Let's say tmura, right? I'm maimir an animal, right? I have an animal. I was makdish as a carbon. And after two regalim, I'm maimir an animal on it. So now I have a new animal, a tmura. When do I violate Baal Ta'acher for that new animal? Do you go by the shas ha-tmura or do you go by the shas of the original hakdasha? This is the lumdus of tmura. Is tmura a new hakdasha or is tmura going back to the original hakdasha? So hayisi omer, titztarifim tmura shlosha regalim. Right, I would have thought that it could go, it to be mitztarif, and therefore you violate Baal Ta'acher right by the third regel, even by this tumura animal, which just became a karbon. Lefum kein, sorach lameimer, lo sa'acher l'shamav, lo es chalifav. That's what it means. It means no. Lo es chalifav. Chalifav goes, it starts its own count. That's its own count. Meaning that reflects that it's a new akdasha. It's not just piggybacking on the original akdasha. There's a lot here. There's the Emek Bracha. Yeah, just to mention where it is, the Emek Bracha on Baal Ta'acher. The Emek Bracha has Parmanchik has a piece on Baal Ta'acher. He discusses this on page Kuf Vav. On page Kuf Vav, he discusses how do you understand, where the Baal Ta'acher comes from. Neder Nedava. Okay, feel free to look there in Oz Beis. Okay, we continue though. Kidarash Yidrishenu, darshaning that same pasuk from in Kisaytzi. Kidarash Yidrishenu Eilachados Vashamos. Baal Ta'acher applies to Chatas and Osham. Hashem Alokecha Zehekush Bedek Abayis. That applies to any hakdasha of Bedek Abayis, we know of temple upkeep, where you give, you promise to give money, and then you don't give it. That's Baal Ta'acher. May, right? Hashem Elokecha, May imach, zeleket shechav epeya. Ocho, interesting. Baal Ta'acher is not only by karbanos, even by matnas aniyim, by leket shechav epeya. V'haya b'chachet, v'lo b'karban chachet. What does that mean? If you delayed and you violated Baal Ta'acher, don't think that you can't bring the karban anymore. There's not going to be anything wrong, nifsal, with the carp. Delokane, if you wouldn't have said this, man and amber, what would we have said? Amr eshmol breder of Yosef, barbun, shlotomar shemi matzis of apostle. Maybe you'd think that Baal Ta'acher apostles the carbon, right? You can't bring it after the deadline. Lefam kain, sorach meimar, v'ayi b'chachet, b'cha, v'lo b'karbon chachet. You get the avera of Baal Ta'acher, but it doesn't affect your carbon. Period. Motzas of asecha tishmar v'yasisa. The mitzvah saseh, as we said, Moses v'asecha v'yasisa saseh tishmar is to guard. Tishmar v'yasisa, what do we learn from that? Lasir bezdin sheya'asucha. Bezdin is a chiyuv to force you. If you owe a karban, bezdin could come and, force you, so to speak, to give the karban. Right, the Gemara in the Bavli discusses force. Don't we say the pot? Is this Rashi on Vayikra? Lirt Sono. What is Lirt Sono? So that's where the Gemara says. The Gemara says, here, by Karbanos, the Rambam made it famous by Gerishin. Kofin Oso Achayoma Rotsa Ani. You four, okay, fine, fine. I'll do it. That's called Ratzon. Yeah, the Rambam, it's his real Ratzon to do the Ratzon Hashem. So, like, his Yetzirah is forcing him not to listen. So therefore, you go, one can, force in that case. We have that by Karbanos and we have that by Gittin. The two places. So the special din here, that Beis Din, forces somebody to fulfill their neder of a karban. Rabbanan tekesar b'shem Rabbi Avuna, mikan lamashkon. Beis Din could even take a security. They could go into your house and take your couch, right, until one fulfills their neder of the karban. Kasher the last section, like kasher nadarta l'shem akech nadava. Why do we switch nadarta and nadava, two different words? A neder is harei alai, that's on me. Nadava is harei zu, it's on this animal. V'yesh neder kari nedava. So the Gemara says, El chayev al kol neder v'neder v'al kol nedava v'nedava. Does it teach me that your chayev, if you make a neder, three different animals, or three different nedavas, there's bata achir on each and every animal. We don't say it's a package on one. There's each and every one. You get that. The Gemara darshans that from the fact that it says nedava and neder separately in the pasuk. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By Ezeo neder, we'll see the difference between the two. We'll continue next time.